From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Arizona Republican Senator John McCain says the $787 billion stimulus package passed by Congress last week is flawed.
It is incredibly expensive. It has hundreds of billions of dollars in projects which will not yield in jobs.
McCain spoke on CNN. Earlier, President Obama's senior advisor, David Axelrod, told Fox News Sunday the measure is necessary.
Ultimately, we're going to put people to work doing the work that America needs done in energy, in health care, in education, rebuilding our roads, bridges, dams, and levees. That's going to have a long-term effect and a short-term effect, but a lot of those projects are going to begin soon.
The president is due to sign the stimulus bill Tuesday. Illinois' junior senator Roland Burris this hour took reporters' questions about an affidavit released Saturday. The affidavit says Burris was approached by the brother of impeached Governor Rod Blagojevich asking for fundraising help.
A fact that I fully disclose in my affidavit to the impeachment committee.
Burris says he declined the request, but he did not advise state lawmakers looking into the issue prior to his appointment. Now, Illinois Republicans are calling for Burris's resignation and an investigation into whether he perjured himself. Hundreds of thousands of Iraqi Muslims gathered for one of the country's most important Shiite religious events, despite a series of bomb attacks that have killed dozens of pilgrims. From Baghdad, NPR's Corey Flintoff has the story.
The event called Arba'een marks the death of the grandson of the Prophet Muhammad, Imam Hussein, who was killed in battle in the 7th century. Hussein's death was the beginning of the sectarian divide in Islam between Shiite and Sunni Muslims. Some Sunnis believe that Shiites are heretics, and this observance was banned in Iraq during the regime of Saddam Hussein. Suicide bombings and car bomb attacks against the pilgrims are believed to be part of an effort to stir up sectarian violence. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Baghdad.
Voters in Venezuela are casting ballots today on a referendum that scraps term limits and allows President Hugo Chavez to run for office indefinitely. NPR's Juan Ferrero has more from Caracas, Venezuela.
President Chavez calls the constitutional reform a small change, and he hints that he might not even run for office after his current term ends in 4 years. But opposition leaders say Chavez, already in office a decade, wants to be president for life. Today's vote is the second time Chavez has tried to lengthen his presidency. In 2007, voters rejected a broad constitutional reform package that would have permitted him to run indefinitely. Chavez says the amendment is vital if Venezuela is to complete its transformation into a socialist state. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Caracas.
This is NPR News. Negotiations for General Motors and the United Auto Workers are scheduled to resume bargaining talks today after they broke off Friday. At issue is how to fund retiree health care. GM has until Tuesday to submit a restructuring plan to the government under the terms of its federal bailout. A team of about 60 fire specialists from the U.S. has arrived in southeastern Australia in Victoria to help deal with the country's worst ever outbreak of wildfires. The blazes have killed 181 people and the death toll is expected to rise. Lindsay Arkley has more from Melbourne.
Australian authorities requested U.S. help under a bilateral agreement for the two countries to help each other during wildfire emergencies. The arrival of the Americans comes after several days of mild weather in Victoria that has allowed containment lines around a number of fires to be strengthened. But even though no communities are currently under threat, officials say it's too soon to declare the emergency to be over. In any event, most of the American team members have not been selected for their expertise in actually fighting fires. Rather, most are specialists in burned area rehabilitation, and that's going to be a problem in Victoria for many months. For NPR News, I'm Lindsay Arkley in Melbourne.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has embarked on her first trip abroad as top U.S. diplomat. She's heading to East Asia, where she'll visit Japan, South Korea, Indonesia, and China. Before departing, Clinton said the trip highlights the importance of Asian countries in tackling the global financial crisis as well as climate change. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.